morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, planters and drills, swathers and balers, sprayers and spreaders, trailers, mowers, shop tools, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 240 items without reserves or minimum bids on Wednesday, May 31st, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our community. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit DairyMax.org.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. A Senate Agriculture Committee hearing left no doubt where agriculture lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle stand on the administration's proposed cuts to key programs for rural America. Republican Committee Chair Pat Roberts recited a litany of gloomy ag statistics, warning against more spending cuts on top of cuts in the last farm bill and earlier cuts to crop insurance subsidies.
Let me emphasize that crop insurance is the most valuable tool in the risk management toolbox. Let me emphasize that crop insurance is the most valuable tool in the risk management toolbox.
What was that,
Mr. Chairman? Heidi, did you get me?
I did. I think it bears repeating, though, Mr. Chairman.
I second that motion.
Let me emphasize.
Roberts made the point a third time at the urging of committee Democrats and Republicans, leaving no doubt that the White House proposal to slash premium subsidies $29 billion over 10 years has little, if any, Senate support. Committee ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow on the broader USDA budget request cited USDA office closings, food stamp cuts, and ending export and rural development programs while eliminating the Undersecretary for Rural Development as part of a USDA reorganization as major issues.
This proposal cuts $231 billion from Farm Bill programs, 10 times more than what we worked so hard to achieve in the last Farm Bill. And frankly, it would make a five-year Farm Bill virtually impossible to pass.
USDA Chief Economist Robert Johanson painted a grim picture of still declining prices for corn and soybeans, falling land values, tighter margins, higher debt and lower repayment levels, and poor payouts for cotton and dairy programs. Johanson defended some programs, though, that the administration wants to cut.
We understand the importance of crop insurance going into the last Farm Bill. I think one of the reasons why the committee's moved towards more of a countercyclical Title I programs was due to the success of the Title XI programs in dealing with the 2012 drought. So I think that's a very good illustration of why crop insurance is such an important tool for producers.
Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank official Nathan Kaufman said most lenders will require crop insurance to limit downside risk and help them extend credit. Both Kaufman and Johanson agreed on the importance of ag research to boost productivity and trade to boost demand. Kaufman believes that the current economic conditions in the agricultural sector will continue. He informed the committee that a farm crisis does not appear imminent, but he does say that there are risks still that could lead to more widespread challenges in the coming years. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. And that means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved and installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.